What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Patriots have been known for winning for a long time. For them to want me and bring me into this organization to be a part of that, I couldn't find nothing better than that.
Physicality, toughness, determination.
Put the work in and it'll never betray you. So, like I said, I thrive when people tell me I can't do something because I'm gonna go show you that I can do it. And that's just the bottom line. Like, add fuel to the fire to make me go hard in everything that I do.
Sorry, I'm enjoying
doing it. Doing it well.
Well, LL. Stiz LL is always welcome here on WEEI Afternoons.
No doubt.
That was the voice of Milton Williams, the $100 million acquisition for your New England Patriots.
Biggest contract the Patriots have ever given out, right? Williams?
Yeah, other was than the most Tom Brady, free right? agent deal.
Yeah.
Did he get Tom Brady?
Biggest free agent deal ever.
Biggest given. Free agent. Okay.
Yeah. And the other guy they have, who's his running mate, has the biggest guarantee in the history of the team, not named Tom Brady. That'd be Christian Barmore. Yeah. I believe it's about $190 million wrapped up within those two players. So when I look at ESPN and they've started, they're like us. They're like, football's coming. We should probably start some stories on a regular day basis. They got these lists that are put together by polling executives, GMs around the NFL. So then they put together the top running backs based on who votes for who as their top 10. That's how
they're not
it.
Asking fans. They're asking people.
This
in
is insider. This is
know.
The league
right.
within the buildings.
Right.
Executives, GMs, coaches, those types of things.
Yep.
So they did it a couple different positions. Today was defensive tackle. So I look and I'm like, oh, Patriots should make this list. Because in recent years, not a lot of Patriots have made really any of these lists. It's not really been fun. So they do a top 10. And then they do 11 more because they have an honorable mention and they have others receiving votes or whatever it is. So 21, I believe, is the number I counted. Defensive tackles were listed. 21. So 2/3 of the best defensive tackles if you go 32 teams. You know who was not listed? Milton Williams or Christian Barmore were not
Excuse
mentioned.
Me?
Nope. No executives. None of these GMs, presidents, whatever.
No honorable mention.
No honorable mention. No others receiving votes. They did not get mentioned on a single ballot anywhere.
Surprising. Milton Williams not being mentioned is surprising to me.
Surprising. Also, I'd use a different word. Is it concerning? Are they right? Did you pay $100 million for a sidekick with the Eagles? Because that's what he was. He was a complimentary Ooh. Sidekick with the Eagles. And you're now paying him to not be your sidekick. Who was the famous wide receiver with Michael Irvin who made all that money?
Alvin Harper.
Alvin Harper.
Good call.
Is Milton Williams Alvin Harper? Is he a role player with one team? As long as he's next to the guy who's really good, he's going to help you win and produce. And now he's on his own. Why is no one talking about Milton Williams the way we are? Because I thought, Fitzy, I thought that Milton Williams and Christian Barmore were going to be the foundation of what could be a really, 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 I'm going to add a lot of really, really good defense.
Mm-hmm. They are, actually. And as a matter of fact, I think this, Andy, is based on two, I will say disclaimers. One, for Milton Williams, the 50% playing time issue. He never played more than 50% of an NFL game with the Eagles, and of course he was running alongside Jalen Carter. But I think the fact that he's now going to be asked to play two-thirds of the snaps or three-quarters of the snaps in the games and be a primary defensive front lineman, that's a big issue. And two, for Barmore, it is as simple as they're just waiting on the health. Because everybody knows when this guy is healthy, when he's right, he's looked good in your favorite thing, social media workout videos. But if this guy is healthy, these two together easily could be a disruptive, if not dominant, top 10 defensive lineman combo.
Not so sure, in my opinion. I need more from Barmore. I'm not convinced, even at his peak.
See what you did there, Barmore.
Barmore. I like to see Bar do more. I'm not as sold on him as maybe Fitzy is.
Honestly,
the Patriots are. Or else they wouldn't have given him all that money.
I would hope not.
You wonder if Milton Williams playing alongside, you mentioned Jalen Carter, but also Jordan Davis, you know, the nose tackle, first rounder.
Jalen Carter, by the way, third on the list.
Third on the list, right? So, you know, it's like,
he's
you know, maybe he was out, you know, you play with those guys, you don't notice him as much, but you almost should be contrary with those guys. You should be making more plays because they have to give their attention to those other good players. But it is interesting. That is a little bit surprising. And I'll be honest, I didn't know a whole lot about Milton Williams before they got him here.
Right.
Look, now I've studied up a little bit. I was like, okay, this guy's the best at his position in free agency. But that doesn't mean he's, you know, one of the best in the game. He was just the best available defensive tackle, I should say, in free agency, and thus, you know, garnered a lot of money. That doesn't mean he's one of the best defensive tackles.
Right. So I mentioned Jalen Carter, Milton Williams' former teammate. He came in number third on this list.
Yeah.
Number three.
Unbelievable.
Number one, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants is considered by NFL execs to be the number one defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. He was ranked no lower than fifth on anyone's ballot. So he was top five with everybody who voted. The second, you're probably familiar with this guy, Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs. Been a dominant force for them.
For a long time.
As I said, Carter
third.
There's
a name on there that I couldn't believe.
So number four, I think, is interesting because this guy was the centerpiece of Mike Vrabel's defense in Tennessee.
Jeffrey Simmons.
A guy that people are sort of using as an example of what Barmore and or Williams can be here as the centerpiece of Mike Vrabel's defense here. Number five on the list is Quinnen Williams with the Jets. Number six, Leonard Williams. Apparently, if your name is Williams, you're really good at defensive tackle. The guy from the Ravens that I'm not good at saying his name is number seven. Number eight is DeForest Buckner.
DeForest Buckner.
You don't. What are you laughing at, Dan Bell?
DeForest Buckner. How many years is DeForest Buckner?
I'm not good at saying is number eight.
No, I usually, when you say that, it's followed up by at least an attempt, but you were just like, we're bulldozing right through this, and I appreciate that.
Why do I want to... Namdi, I can say, his first name, only because there used to be a corner named Namdi Asamoah, and I remember that name.
Oh, that's a great football name.
Matabuke?
Love it. See, you tried. How did you feel better having tried?
But DeForest Buckner, who went from the 49ers to the Colts... is now the centerpiece of
going into his 10th year.
And Ted, your hesitation is not unwarranted. He was as high as number two on a ballot, but was as low as unranked. So some people did not have him in their top 10. That Vita Vea with the Bucks rounds out number nine. And then number 10 is Cam Hayward with the Steelers. But as I said, also honorable mention, Christian Wilkins, Derek Brown of the Panthers, Zach Allen of the Broncos, Zach Seidler of the Dolphins, Kobe Turner of the Rams. It's like, wait, Milton Williams getting $100 million and he's not getting honorable mention.
And
like,
it's a little concerning. 53. You got to understand, defensive tackles typically don't play, you know, you can rotate those guys. They're big, big boys.
Yeah.
So, like Vita Vea, you don't want him out there for too long. Some of those guys, you want them out there for 50% of the time. I think they see Milton Williams is not as maybe physically as big as those guys.
Yep.
They can play a little bit longer. I don't know. Maybe they see him a role for him that he didn't have in Philly, partly because of the depth that they had.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's a projection almost, you know?
Okay, maybe that's fair.
Good luck with that.
I do say, though, if the Patriots are going to be anywhere near as good as you think they're going to be, Ted Johnson, Milton Williams better find his ass on this list next year.
No doubt.
It may, you know, no longer a projection. You played your 80% of snaps. you better be there next year. If you're not on this list next year, my guess is we're talking about the contract. We're talking about the team and the defense underachieving because I don't they can't be great if he's not, you know, lifting his fair share of weight.
The Patriots were the lowest. They had the worst ranking as far as sacks. They had the most, the least amount of sacks.
Yeah.
That has been a common theme here for way too long.
Yes.
It's way too long. They finally have a pass rusher in Milton Williams that you don't have to do scheme for, do two-man, three-man games for. He can beat not only one-on-one, but he can beat double teams, supposedly, if you're getting paid that kind of money. So you should see the sack total go up this year.
Yeah,
you
did against Kansas City in the Super Bowl, fellas. He's beat single and double teams almost consistently. I think he was one of the best in the NFL last year at beating double teams. And, my God, that defensive line last year was Daniel Okwale playing the most snaps he'd ever played, and the highly overrated Andy's all-time favorite, Devon Godshow, mixed in with, like, what, three and a half games of Christian Barmore before the clots returned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
So maybe that's the answer to this, is it's simply based on what he did as a running mate to Jalen Carter, who comes in at number three. We're going to give him the credit. You'll get your just desserts as long as you go do it on your own in New England for that defensive front. Because I just can't envision the Patriots reaching their defensive potential, which I now actually agree with Mina Kimes and company, think they could be a very good defense, think they should be
top 12.
The strength, absolutely. I want top 10. 12.
Okay.
No one says top 12. You can say top 10.
All right.
Right?
All right.
Top 10's when you're at.
I'm going top 12. But
yeah, I don't want to be top 10.
Okay.
Well, we might be top 12, but that's a different topic for a different day. Let's go top 10. People want top 10, top 5. That's where this defense needs to be. And Milton Williams has to be the head of that. I mean, Mike Vrabel's basically said it. When he had that press conference and he said, Milton, you know, I hope you plan on playing a hell of a lot more snaps here this year for us than you did last year in the past, because you didn't. You were a below 50% snap guy.
I'm always curious about Milton Williams, just his draft history. Do you know what round he was drafted in?
I do not.
Third round.
Okay, third round.
So that there's something to that. You know, you start at a, you're not going to maybe be as hyped.
That's true.
I can't believe what he ran his 40 in.
4.89.
No.
What? Oh, this is bad. You have a bad tone.
It has a 40-yard dash of 4.63. In his
Milton Williams?
4.63?
There's no way.
No chance.
That's what it says right here.
It was then that was downhill and it was 36 yards.
Downhill with a strong ass.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's no way. He
4.63.
His broad jump was 10.1.
That might be real. He's a good athlete. But the 40, there's no chance.
That's incredible explosion right there.
And I think that's what he brings to the interior, is that athleticism and explosion. 4.63 seems a little bit.
He's 6'3", 284, which I like. You know what? That's a if you were over 300 pounds, you can't play more than 53% of the snap. Like, you need to be a smaller, and I think that's kind of Barmore. I don't think Barmore's all that big. Like, I played with Ted Washington, Richard Seymour. To me, these guys aren't even nearly as big as those guys. So yet we should be seeing these guys able to handle 60, 70, 80% of the snaps.
Real quick, philosophically, since you went down that road, how much do you want to see those guys together on the field?
A lot.
If you're rotating them, you don't want to rotate both out, right? Don't you want one of them most times?
You always want one.
It's almost like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Like, how do you do the rotation? Yeah. So, you know, when the game's on the line, you both want them on the field.
I want them both on there as much as possible.
It's because you're a middle linebacker and you're behind
them. I do. But also, it's because of, I think of, if I'm the defense coordinator, I go, gosh, what about our corners? We got really good corners. I can blitz and feel comfortable. If you blitz, so if you rush five, so, you know, blitz is five or more, right?
Correct.
If you blitz five or more, you say you blitz and you send five, then then Milton Williams is getting one-on-one blocks.
Right.
Or Christian Barmore is getting one-on-one blocks.
Right.
And
you better win. I pay you $100 million. You better win.
And then you better have good corners that can hold up against, you know.
You do, we think.
And we think. So I'm guessing this is going to be one of the higher blitzing defenses in the NFL based on the personnel. If I'm the defensive coordinator,
guys,
I'm blitzing a lot.
Sorry, I was just going to say, not only do you have $196 million tied up between these two guys, but also the rest of your defensive line depth, pretty underwhelming. I mean, we're talking like Kyrus Tonga, Jeremiah Farms, and Jaquelin Roy. I better see a lot of Milton Williams and Christian Barmore out there.
Yeah.
The good news is those guys are now at least backups. We saw an awful lot of Farms and Roy late in the year last year as sort of a big part of the top end of the rotation rather than the back end of the rotation. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we round out 4 o'clock football with a look at the offensive weapons. And you're not going to like where the Patriots rank. If you believe they are significantly better offensively this year, if you think they're going to win double-digit games like Ted Johnson, well, sit down. You're not going to like this list of NFL offensive weapons led by Drake May. And based on what ESPN thinks, not a whole hell of a lot else. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Stroud on the slant. He's got Diggs, who's got a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, his first touchdown as a member of the Houston Texans. Fourth and goal. Stroud throws. Caught. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs. His second of the game.
Stroud with touch. To Diggs. Touchdown.
A handoff to Diggs. He threw one last week. Now he's going to run into the five. Diggs. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs.
WEEI Afternoon. Some highlights there of Stephon Diggs.
Only played in 8 games last year for the Texans. 47 catches.
A lot.
Almost 500 yards. Yep, 3 touchdowns. That's pretty good production.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
6 catches a game, right?
Yeah.
Stays healthy, and he didn't have an old age injury. He tore his ACL.
That's right.
That can happen any kid, whatever. That was Stephon Diggs. Why are we talking Stephon Diggs? Well, because ESPN, Bill Barnwell, did his annual ranking of basically the weapons, tight ends, running backs, wide receivers of NFL teams. And it caught my attention because there's a lot of optimism in New England. Josh McDaniels is back. Drake May is going to be a superstar. Stephon Diggs is here. They were really bad last year. This isn't a weapon, but they drafted a left tackle that should help the offense by extension more time. So I click on it. I'm like, how high did the Patriots move up? Because the Patriots, if you recall, ranked 31st a year ago. So I was like, okay, we'll see how high. Didn't take me long to scroll.
we've gotten better.
They got better to 30. They moved up from 31st to 30th this year.
Let's go. Fire up the duck boats.
We'll show them.
The first line is, do you believe in Stephon Diggs? Because the ESPN tracking metric does. And they're right. Because if you don't talk about Stephon Diggs, why would you have great hope that the Patriots are going to be that much better? Ramondre Stevenson is still your lead back, correct?
Yes, but I think Fitzy would probably agree. I think Travion Henderson is going to have a bigger impact than Ramondre.
But on paper, your starting running back is still your starting. On paper, on paper and everywhere else, your starting tight end is your starting tight end, Hunter Henry.
I think our tight ends are one of the better groups in the NFL.
I mean, I wouldn't get excited.
They're not dynamic.
Not a red rocket group.
That is a solid group of tight ends.
Solid.
Yeah.
unspectacular, but solid.
Okay.
And the wide receiver position, Stephon Diggs is the guy you brought in to be a number one, to be a veteran, 30-something, coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah.
You drafted Kyle Williams, who everybody's excited about, but is still
a third-rounder.
A rookie third-round wide receiver, which is, I won't say it's a lottery ticket where you're just hoping, but you need some things to go right for that guy to be a true impact first-year guy.
I would agree.
And then a lot of the other stuff is, well, it was here last year. Pop Douglas, is he going to be better because Josh McDaniels loves slot receivers, gets the most out of them? Maybe. Is Javon Baker, Mac Hollins is brought in. What is he?
He's a four, three or four.
Yeah, he's a four, but he's lifting in Australia, so maybe he'll be better than that when he's back from down under, as they say. But is this alarming? Is this like a wake-up call of reality, a little slap in the face that an unbiased onlooker, Bill Barnwell, right? He's just banging out content for ESPN.
In his mother's basement.
I guarantee
you. I guarantee
you. Brooklyn apartment. But
have you ever met him? I have.
Okay, so he's in his mother's basement.
I like him.
We won't hold that against him.
No.
But he has you at the 30th best offensive skill position group. Is that concerning? Because we just talked about Drake May needs to win. Well, isn't part of winning having guys that can actually do something when you get them the football? And Bill Barnwell's telling you don't have many of those guys.
It's a little real quick. I'll just go quick, Fizzy. It's a little bit. The Jets. He has the Jets and the Browns and even the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I would take the Jets. Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson are better than anything you have.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it. Okay. It is a little alarming that they couldn't go from 31st last year to, say, 25th.
Right. That would feel better.
And that's why I do feel like they were one wide receiver short of really kind of making that wide receiver group, something to get excited about. That's the way it always felt like to me, Fitzy, is that they needed not only one high-end receiver, but they really needed two. And I just pointed, they just had Deebo Samuels.
Yeah.
On the screen, he was traded to the Washington Commanders. I'm like, boy, if you had a Deebo Samuels here with a, mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And it probably goes from the 30th to the 31st to maybe 20th or 18th.
Or DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin. Yeah. Any of these guys either moved or been rumored to be on the – and Fitzy, I think the thing that bothers me here is – as someone who's done these lists over the years, you and I both know, sometimes when you get to the back end, you're like, really, they're all the same when you get to the final five. So really, they're saying it's debatable that they have the worst group of offensive weapons in football. Like right? Yeah. 30 to 32 is not that far.
I was even going to say 27 to 32 is basically the same. It's just you're the king of the crap hill. Big deal.
You stink.
Yeah. But, there's reason to believe. I agree with you, Ted. I didn't understand what world Deebo Samuel, who now looks like he's getting into football shape after being a little overweight last year and people taking shots at him this offseason. I didn't understand what world a utility playmaker that kind of plays running back, wide receiver, all over the offensive formation, how he couldn't fit in a Josh McDaniels offense. Maybe they have plans for somebody like rookie tight end C.J. Dupree, maybe Jaheim Bell or Antonio Gibson, who came on at the end of last year. I don't know. But this group of playmakers, I can't even really call most of them playmakers. Until Kyle Williams or until Travion Henderson or until someone else emerges alongside Hunter Henry and most likely Steph Diggs, you only have just a couple of guys. Nobody still on this offense keeps defensive coordinators or opposing safeties up at night wondering how they're going to be stopped. Yet. That could change halfway through the season. But as of yet, they don't.
Let me ask you this. Of the three position groups, running back, tight end, wide receiver, what's the best position group for the Patriots?
Running back.
I would agree. What's the second best?
Hands down. Tight ends.
It's tight ends, brother.
Tight ends, but there could be some upside at receiver. There could be some upside there.
I'd be curious if you just ranked the running back rooms where the Patriots would rank in the NFL. I bet you that's pretty high.
Actually, Maurice Jones-Drew just put out a rundown of running backs at NFL.com. 17th, 18th.
Is that what they're at?
Middle of the pack.
You know what? Okay, so that's better than 31st.
And that's being dragged down by Ramondre Stevenson fumbling 7 times.
Yeah.
If you remove that metric from that sort of analysis of him, he bumps way up. And that's why I think that room is so good, because if they hit their upside, if he holds onto the damn ball and looks like what I think he can look like and then you add Travion Henderson, I think that could be a pretty good group.
Yeah, I do
And that's
too.
Why I hesitated tight end, wide receiver, because to me, and this is going to get really dorky here, the floor at tight end is higher. I think you Hunter Henry's
without
good,
a doubt.
But the ceiling at wide receiver is higher. Because if Diggs is back, and Diggs is that guy you just listed who threw 47 catches in eight games, if Diggs is back and you get Mac Hollins that you think Josh McDaniels likes.
Red zone target.
And you get Pop Douglas being the slot receiver I think he can be, and he maybe gets, I don't know, 100 targets for 80 catches. And Kyle Williams is a rookie receiver that, you know, hits the upside of rookie receivers. Not hard to talk yourself into that group having
people
a good ceiling.
A lot of people that cover college football love the Kyle Williams pick at three.
So, now, I also don't think all those ifs are going to turn for the positive. You'll be lucky to go 50-50, right, Fitzy? You know the Andy Hart rule of ifs. Mm-hmm. It always goes 50-50.
Yeah.
But there's no upside at tight end. That's just the reality. There's no upside. The upside is Hunter Henry catches his 47 balls for 562 yards and six touchdowns. Like, that's just what you are. Mm-hmm. There's no chance you have, like, a 100 catch, a Brock Bowers.
No.
Or anybody like that.
I agree.
But the reality is, unbiased observers think the Patriots' skill position players kind of stink, basically, at the bottom of the NFL.
If Stephon Diggs doesn't give us much this year, we're screwed.
Well, so isolate that, save that. That's
we are screwed.
That's a good one to clip from the guy that's predicting 10 to 11 wins over there.
He's right.
Some reality is setting in. Do you want to reassess your win total?
He hasn't gotten hurt yet, bro.
No, I'm saying started
he gets
hurt.
Hurt.
He started hurt. And you already subtracted wins for something else with
if
Drake May.
If he gets hurt. Nope.
All right, so you're sticking with it.
I'm just, you know what? Ask me before the first game of the season.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my final prediction before week one.
There's a lot of room for movement there. All right. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we talked to Alex Cora a bit earlier. It was one of our best all-around interviews with the manager of the Boston Red Sox. He's in a good mood. He should be. They've won five in a row. They're going for another sweep. There's questions on the horizon about the trade deadline, Jaren Duran, his role. And he answered all those questions and more, including his thoughts on why there are so many pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour in Major League Baseball. That's up next. Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.